talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today. Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a getaway Friday. Friday, November the 14th, 2025. 2 weeks away from the busiest shopping day of the year, or what it used to be. Almost 19 minutes past the hour here. Matt Morgan live in studio. It may be Cyber Monday now. I don't know. People shop all weekend. Black Friday, Cyber Monday. It's very interesting. We'll be on tonight, by the way, 8:15 to 10 p.m. Should be a great show tonight. Matt's going to talk about sports and politics and possibly try to get a guest.
Yes.
So there you go. That'll be the talk tonight at 10:15. But right now, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And I thought we'd maybe do some lighter, well, I don't know if it's lighter, but more things we have not discussed all morning. But I do want to start with this, because I think it's interesting that, as I've said about this Epstein thing, before we move on, because we got another email about it during the break, I don't know who was involved. I don't know what's going on there, but I know that somebody should get to the bottom of it.
Well, I mean, I know, I don't know. I think the more I mean, because I've been looking at the Epstein files that they've released, you know, I think it's interesting, I guess. So I've been reading into that.
Well, it's interesting because what it made me think of was years ago, and this has been years ago now, when Ohio first announced that abortion was going to be on the ballot. So it was on the ballot in 23. So they announced it earlier that year. It would have been probably March or April, somewhere along that time. I was having the conversation with Dr. Feynman, I think, on this station about, you know, one of the problems with abortion for people is that it's seen as a taboo still. It's seen as something you should not do. And people,
what is seen as a taboo?
Abortion.
Oh, okay.
And the problem is that if people don't put their name to it, then you don't know people in your neighborhood who have had them. You know, it's like people didn't used to talk about cancer. It was such a dirty word. People didn't talk about having mastectomies because it was a dirty word. You didn't talk about alcoholism because that had a stigma to it. You didn't talk about drug problems. You didn't talk about suicide because that had a stigma to it. And abortion has a stigma to it. And if you don't know somebody who's had one, who is a stable person, then you think it's only people who are using it for contraception or people like that. And I said, this is a problem when it will go up for vote. And I think
Apparently not.
No, it ended up being not true, but the which is what I'm about to say, though. You got to let me get to the end of the story
okay,
here.
Go ahead.
Which the point was, I said, I know several people who have had abortions in Marion, Ohio. I know them. I know it's happened, but they don't talk about them. They don't announce that to people. Matter of fact, I bet very few people know in all those cases. There are probably people who I know now who've had them that I'm not aware of. So the problem is people don't put their name to them. And I said, if I came on the air and I said such and such had open heart surgery last night, I wouldn't have to ask that person's permission to tell that story.
Well, I mean, you could. I mean,
but you wouldn't, and nobody would give you flack for saying it.
I mean, the person who had open heart surgery might give you flack
for saying
it. They won't.
They would not, because you really can't hide that anymore.
I would disagree.
That's not true. I guarantee. Well, I know, again, it's the way it is, but I know somebody who had open heart surgery, and we did announce it on the radio that morning, because it was, and we want them to get well soon. Nobody called them to ask them if they were having it. Okay, hey, can we announce that? By the way, you're about to be rolled down the hallway. Can we say that? Nobody asked that. If somebody's in a car crash.
Well, I mean, like, medical records are, I mean, you know, there's the whole HIPAA thing. I mean, I think that, I mean,
My point is, this is not the argument I'm trying to have here. The point is, nobody listening to the audience is going to go, oh my God, that person's having open heart surgery. Oh my God, he just said that. No, their first reaction's going to be, I hope they get through it. But if I came on and said such and such had an abortion without their permission, people would be horrified. They would think, why is he saying that? Why he's outing people. Why is he doing that? And I did not understand that at the time. And I didn't. I thought, this is how you make it better. And this conversation went on for a long, long time. But through time, I have realized now that that is right, that you shouldn't say it. You shouldn't say people's business in that way, because there is a stigma around that, and it could hurt people. And if you're trying to hurt people on purpose, that's a dirty thing to do. And I don't think that that's, in my mind at the time, I was trying to prove the point that we got to take the stigma off of it. And as long as there's a stigma, there's going to be a problem. And I do still think there's a stigma. I haven't changed my mind on that. But I don't think it should ever be my place to tell somebody else's. If they still are upset about it, it should not be my place to tell it. So I never did it. I never said anybody's name. And I don't think I really ever would have. I mean, I can't see ever doing it. But just the indication that I was going to do it upset people. So I was wrong in that matter. And I think of that now with the Epstein thing. Because I think about
how is this the same
thing? Well, you gotta let me finish the sentence.
Okay.
Because this is a woman thing. This is something usually only women face, and so is abortion. And these women are horrified by this. Even the one who wrote the book committed suicide. This affects people very, very, very seriously to a certain degree. Even though she was willing to be public about it, it still haunted her to the point to where she committed suicide. And a lot of these people's names are redacted from these reports. And I think you do have to look at them as victims of this. So I think there are just certain things, even though you know, that you should not say.
I still don't think it's the same thing.
I didn't say it was the same. I said it was similar.
I mean, you're not a victim of abortion.
Oh, I think you can be.
I mean,
I think the situations in these people's life played a big part in why they did what they did.
But you didn't have to do it.
Okay.
I mean, like,
you don't have to do anything.
Yeah. But ultimately, I mean,
don't have that heart surgery, but you're going to die, but don't have it.
I mean, ultimately, I mean, you know, you made the choice.
Okay. Well, I guess you could say the same thing about the Epstein thing then. How did these, not everybody got in the position these women got into. I mean, I don't think that's a good argument to make.
No, there's a difference there. I mean,
what's the difference?
An abortion is a medical procedure.
Yeah.
These people were sex trafficked.
So you think they signed up for it?
The abortion?
No. The people who got sex trafficked.
No!
Okay, but why did they and Jen and Trish over there did not?
What?
How did they end up in that?
Well, obviously they got duped or somehow.
Right, so I guess, what, don't take magic beans? I don't understand what the... My point is that...
No, they fell victim to somebody.
So you think you should out people who have abortions?
No!
So then what is your argument here?
What do you mean?
Well,
I guess I'm just arguing that they're not the same thing. They're not similar. It's a medical procedure you have to agree to. The other
I'm not talking about the procedures. I'm talking about the idea that people in media or people who have a platform, there are certain things you should talk about and certain things you should not talk about, and that's one of them. How did you miss that?
Because you said that they were similar. They're not similar, but yes, okay, I agree.
That's not similar, what I just laid out? It's in the discussion. I'm just telling you what happened.
Shouldn't talk about... Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't out people who had abortions. I agree.
Right. Okay. Now, a lot of people say you shouldn't out people who are gay either. Well, are those the same thing?
I guess. I don't know.
No, those are the... So, being gay and having an abortion is the same thing to you.
Both private matters.
Well, I think these are both private matters. If you don't want to be labeled in the sex trafficking case and you don't want your name put on the record as having an abortion, you don't want it done.
What? Well, yeah. I mean, they shouldn't go, unredacting names of victims.
Right, and that's the point I'm making here.
Okay, just because, we agree.
Just because I know who it is, and I think you should not be tabooed by it, it's not my place.
I agree. I mean, yeah.
So what was the problem?
I mean, shouldn't I...
This wasn't like a discussion point. I wasn't asking your opinion. This was me saying that event reminded me of that because there have been very few points in life where I have thought, you know, that I've ever done something that in the end probably could have hurt somebody. I didn't in that particular case. Never did it. But my reasoning was it's a taboo. It's a taboo. And until you make something not a taboo, you can't change it.
I mean, I don't want to say taboos are good things. But, I think that, I think that there should still be, I don't know. I think that a lot of vices, like gambling, it used to be frowned upon to gamble. You can gamble on anything now. Literally anything.
Okay, what's gambling have to do with what I was talking about?
I think... Well, if it was taboo to gamble, there'd be a lot less gambling.
But it's
we wouldn't
not,
have
no.
the. Well, I understand, which is why I'm saying that I think taboos can be an all right thing.
One thing we're talking about, should taboos be a good thing or not? I'm saying that if something is taboo, you should not get in the middle of it.
I mean, I don't have anything. I agree. I mean, I just figured that.
So why do we have to take 12 minutes to get through that?
Because I felt like saying I agree wasn't a very good answer. We're on the radio, you see. I got to fill
some
time.
But I was just bringing up response. I was bringing up a past experience that I wanted to, I haven't brought that up in a while, but now I've changed my perspective on that.
Good for you, I guess. I think you've changed your perspective to the right perspective.
Right. But I still don't think they should be ashamed.
Well, I mean, no.
They might be.
Sure.
There you go. Isn't that why a lot of people don't report rapes?
I guess. I don't...
That's what you hear.
I agree.
AIDS used to be that way.
What?
AIDS was a very taboo AIDS. Thing. You didn't tell people you had that.
Well... I could be wrong here. Is that not the one that, I don't know. I can't think of the word. I guess went viral. There was, an epidemic. Is that that?
Well, yeah. I don't know if it was... I don't know what it was. A lot of people got sick and died.
Well, yeah, but, there was a whole thing. And there was, I don't know, they had to make medicine and stuff.
Yeah, but they never cured it.
at least as of currently, you can't cure it.
And a lot of people died. And it ended up exposing a lot of people as gay when they found out. A lot of people were very sick and said they had many other things.
So you'd rather be sick to the point where you die than just...
Well, you know you're going to die. Nothing you can do about it.
They didn't have any, I understand that, we can't cure it, but, they didn't have any treatment for it?
Not really in the beginning. And it was thought of as a gay person's illness at that point. So a lot of these Hollywood
that's
stars...
that's why it was, taboo. I mean,
but why is that taboo? More people are out now than ever before.
Yeah, that's because
but
now
it's still taboo. I don't think it's my place to tell somebody that somebody else is gay. You know, somebody came up to
I'm not saying you should.
No, but why is that still taboo? We have gay marriage now. The Supreme Court
being
has
gay?
Said it. Yeah.
I don't think it's taboo.
Oh, I think it is. I think if I came on right now and said, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah is gay, I don't think that they would take that very well, even though clearly they are, and clearly people around them probably know that.
I guess the argument to that is, like, I mean, like, what's the point? Like, it does me no good to know that information. Like, it's like me going around telling people that so-and-so is straight. Like, okay.
Oh, no. You're not going to get flack for being straight. But you are going to get flack.
Do people still catch flack for being gay?
Yes, they do.
They do?
They do.
Well, I was unaware of all that.
Well, you don't think apparently people are going to get flack for anything.
Well, I don't see the reason of giving people flack for anything,
well,
really.
Well, they do. Why do you think the people who've had abortions don't want it out there?
I'm sure that I could give whoever, like, I don't know, if you're giving people flack, I assume there's something that you've done in your past I could hate on you for. I mean, it's the same concept. I mean, just...
But what kind of concept is that? That you still don't want it out there.
Well, I understand.
Yeah, so why does it make me feel better that I'm going to say something from your past that you've got into mine? That makes me feel better that I've attacked you?
Well, look, now...
That make me feel anything.
I hate to be that person, but I do not go after people, but should people go after me, I am definitely going after those people.
I don't do that.
I
don't answer. Because I think that shows your character. You know, once you attack me, you've shown me who you are. I get it. I'm not going to go down to your level, because then that shows who I am. I'm not doing that.
It's simple tick for tack.
No, I don't. For what? We're both idiots.
It's just tick for tack.
That shows I'm better because I went right back after you.
No, like, if I did something and then you hated on me for it, like, I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, I gave you the credit of not hating on you for the things in your past, and now the thing that I just did, you're gonna hate on me for. I didn't hate on you with the past.
What?
If I were to catch flack for something I had recently done.
Okay. And somebody pointed it out.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And I guess not recently done. Like, I guess, I don't know. Like, I guess in the context of, I guess, we were just talking about being gay. So, I guess if I were to come out as a gay person, okay.
Right.
And then I caught flack for that. I'm sure I could throw something back at them.
Yeah, but what does good does it do? You've still been outed. You didn't want to be outed.
Yeah, but now they're outed.
Okay, but what good does that do? That's what I'm saying. How does that take back what happened to you?
It's the same concept as, like, mutually assured destruction.
No, when you do that, I assume that you're childish and petty. I do not want to be childish and petty.
See,
so I'm not going to act in that level.
I don't know. You see, that's something like, I don't know, like... When people are getting, like, I don't know, picked on and whatnot, you just tell them to, like, oh, you know, like, you know, don't snoop down. Personally, I think if you're getting picked on, you should just punch him. Like, get into a full-on physical altercation. Win or lose, like, they're not going to pick on you again.
I don't think the police would agree with that.
They're not going to... probably not, because the police are the whole law and order. I get it. But, like, I mean, like, if somebody, like... If I was picking on you, I'm doing so because I think you're easy target. So now, like, if you get into it, like I said, win or lose, I'm not going to pick on you anymore. It's just, the risk outweighs the reward. I don't want to do that anymore.
But doesn't it bother me.
I could just pick somebody else at that point.
Yeah, but I don't let things bother me to that degree. I mean, it has to bother you for you to fire back at somebody. I don't have it. Okay, you said something. Blah, blah, blah. Good for you.
Standing up for yourself?
Why is it stand? I don't care that you said it. That's you. It's on you.
Okay.
Why is that positive?
Why is what positive?
Why is that a positive trait? Why is that a trait that people would admire?
What?
That somebody said something negative about somebody else.
The popular kids tend to be the one who do the picking on.
No, I don't think they are. I think later in life, those are the kids who come back and they're insecure. It shows insecurity. It's an absolute insecurity. Every time I see somebody try to take a shot at somebody else, it has to be out of insecurity. Why else are you doing it? You just wake up in the morning and say, you know, I'm going to go after that person today. That's an insecurity. It's an absolute insecurity. You're insecure. There's something about that person that you are jealous of, or you feel they have that you don't have, so you've got to try to knock them down somehow. I don't care about knocking down people who aren't anything. They don't... Big deal.
No, I don't think that's... I don't know. It just... Doesn't that... I don't know. Different philosophy, I suppose.
You care about people who are under you? You care? Ooh. La-di-da. I took a shot at somebody who didn't matter to begin with.
I just... No, because, see, you're acting like people are better than other people. I'm not better than anybody, and nobody's better than I am.
Oh, that's not true.
We're all equal.
No. Oh, that's not true at all. Once you take a shot, once you stoop to a level, you are beneath. And I'm not going to go down to that level.
Ah, so you're an elitist.
No.
Yep, it's just what it sounds like. Nope.
Things people do. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. I just want to show a different side of that.
Go ahead.
Is not always when somebody confronts somebody... is it that they're feeling their own insecurity. I'm going to give you an example. There was a guy going on during COVID who's local, and I'm not going to mention a name, who was online and who was disparaging people who had been in prison or people who were in prison and how they played the game, played the system, this, that, and the other. And... you know, was really on there getting the ball rolling and hating on everybody. And I'm a part of recovery programs, and I've gone into the prisons, and I've been to prison. And this person who was disparaging all these people and all that had also been to prison, and I knew this. And I was trying to get this person to, you know, quit being fake on Facebook. And this person... was continuing the charade on Facebook with all the, and they happened to be Republicans, Trumpers, he's a big Trumper, and they were all backing him privately in instant messaging or whatever it's called. He was like, hey, Phil, man, I've done 7 years in prison and blah, 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 keep it on the down low and yada, yada. That's my whole point. People get up there, these Trumpers, they're fake it to make it people. They get out there and act like they're, you know, they're better than, and they've done exactly what they're accusing everybody of being and doing.
Now, so
sometimes I just happen to be one of those people that was bullied in my life. My dad had his leg amputated when he was 19 years old. And then when I was a child, I have a birthmark, and I can remember before my mom and dad divorced at 3, I came home one day and was, you know, crying and upset, and my dad said, you know, what's wrong? And I said, oh, they're calling me Jellyface and Kool-Aid Stain, this, that, and the other. And he said, Phil, I'm going to tell you what. He said, you're going to have to figure out whatever it is that works for you in this, because kids are mean, people are mean, and this is going to follow your whole life. You have a birthmark. We can't get rid of it. And he didn't tell me anything specific to do or whatever, but my older brother told me, said, hey, you know what? They start making fun of you, beat that ass. And that's what I started doing. And
right.
Then it was like, oh, wow, you know what? Jellyface just beat your ass.
Right,
so
right.
I grew up learning to fight back. And for me, I don't fight everybody anymore, but I'm willing.
Right. Well, now there are two points here that I think are interesting. Now, if somebody else is being attacked and I think they're unfairly being attacked, now I would jump in on that because that's not me. What I'm saying is if somebody attacks me, I just don't feel there's any, with words. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, fisticuffs here. But if somebody attacks me with words and they say something, I think that's bait. They're trying to bait me, or there is some insecurity there. There clearly is some insecurity there.
And, I agree with that.
And I don't, if they're that insecure, God love them, do what they want. If somebody jumps in and defends me, I appreciate it, but I am not going to look at that and go, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. I've got to fire something back at them now. I don't feel the need to do that because I think now I'm operating on their level. Now I'm as insecure as they are. They've hit me. Now I got to be insecure. And frankly, when it comes to things that people say, I've had a great broadcasting career, and I guess that's probably where most people know me from. And all the good things I've reaped from this, you know, if you get a little bad on the edges, if people want to say some negative things, okay, that's fine. It doesn't make me cry.
Well, that's kind of my thing with Trump is that, you know, he's the biggest bully there is. And you know, people are only going to say, like, well, you know, you're just a Trump hater. I voted for the guy the first time. You know, I thought he had an opportunity. I thought, you know, he has a big mouth and isn't afraid to use it, and I thought he could. But he's so caught up on himself, and, you know, he got in there and said, you know, I'm going to drain the swamp, and then cries about, you know, the swamp creatures fought back. I've tried to give the same advice to Robert Landon when I was a part of a group that, you know, quit whining about this stuff, man. You signed up for a job that you were unqualified to take. You got in there, you made a mistake, and then people picked on you, and then you quit. And then now you want to pick on Miranda Lambert or Miranda McGinnis. You want to Lambert. You want to.
We were talking about country music. It's okay.
Yeah, I get a little bit on a roll, but you know, I mean, you want to pick on others, but then you know, I mean, people don't want to hear your wah wah. They're tired of hearing about Robert Landon. You know what? We want to hear about the financial issues of the city and how it affected. And I've told Robert, you might want to say, you know what? Here's where I've made mistakes, and here's where I've learned from it, and here's what I can bring to the table and help. But, you know, this continual crying and continual, you know, I'll start my own TV station or streaming channel, and then I'll do my own reporting, but I won't go on other people's channels, or I'll just talk shit about them after I was on their channel and look, sat there face to face with them, but I won't tell them what I really think. I mean, who the hell wants that type of person for an elected official?
Well, it certainly is an interesting position to take, but, you know, it's interesting. This morning, for example, you know, having Colleen Marshall on. Now, Colleen Marshall, that relationship that I have with her, which has been ongoing now for a long time, that friendship, I think, is through journalism. I mean, it's a common field, and she has said very kind things in regard to me over the years. And still, and I get a guest like that because she's willing to do it. Same thing with the governors and so on and so forth. So, you know, when you look at all that good stuff and then, you know, somebody takes a shot at you, I always look at it this way. They must think people know who you are or they wouldn't be using your name. And if people know who you are, well, that's a good thing in this business. You want people to know who you are. And number two, if you're taking a shot at me, there must be something about me that really bothers you. And that's unfortunate because nothing about anybody else in this business really bothers me. Colleen and I are in the same business, and I give her nothing but praise because she is good.
Well, they try to invalidate you, and they try to say that, you know, you're biased or this or that or the other, but yet they won't confront you directly. They won't, you know, they wait until they're off the show and then want to talk about it. I mean, I'm all about, you know, confronting people personally. I don't do anonymous. I don't do any of that kind of stuff. I'm kind of in a back and forth with some people constantly. So, I mean, stand up, stand on what you stand on. You know, how can you say I stand on something and then you balk at it, you know? I don't get it.
Well, I guess the best I can say in that particular situation, the only thing I can say about Robert is when I have been around him, when I've been in the room with him, he's always been very nice to me. There's never been a bad word exchanged in person. So, you know, I have nothing bad to say about him. But again, I just am not, and I don't know who has said negative things. I'm just not going to, I have a policy in my life that I just am not going to fire back on anybody when they attack me for things to do with this business. You took a shot at me. That's fine. I think the people who listen, you know, listen for a reason.
I mean, if you go on and start your own little show, that's great. But as I've said, you're obviously not going to win because all the Republicans aren't on your side, and he's Republican. They kind of eat their own, and you're going to need independence. So if you just cater to your own crowd who's already on your team, you're never going to get anything out of it. So my advice to him was, you know, you have to be able to appeal to people and say, you know, all of us have to be able to say that I made a mistake. You know, for as far as like the knowledge is power. I mean, for me, my life has gone down many, many, many different paths. I've lived high on the hog and I've been to prison. I've gone into the prisons and taught and been with Marion Matters, so I've done all kinds of different things. And, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. You know, I'm not proud of everything in my life, but it's a part of who I am. And for me, I've discovered, and I'm a big believer in knowledge is power, and I put myself out there. Because what I know is people will, if they know, even if it's family, if they know something about you that they can hurt you with, they will use it. So as I advised Robert or anybody else, you know what? Own your life. It isn't that you, you know, are trying to glorify where you've been. You're saying, I've made mistakes. If I were to run for mayor or whatever, where how I would appeal to people of Marion is by saying, you know what, I've been in your shoes. I've been in your shoes, and I've been in your shoes, and your shoes, and your shoes. And you may not like how I fight the fight all the time, but even the people that hate me, much like with the Naomi Craig thing, many of the people that hate her and hate me, they also would love to have us on their team and fighting their fight. So
I think that's true. I think you're right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
You know, I think that's exactly the valid point that I'm trying to make here. 740-383-994. Well, you can put your eyes back in here. 740-383-994. I'm doing a promo. Don't get in the way. 740-383-9944. Go ahead.
He just agreed with me.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well,
you must have been listening to a different show.
No, but like the very beginning.
Okay. Yeah, he said he has. Yeah, he's turned to fist to cups. Okay.
Yeah. See, look at
that's
that.
That's his choice.
Also, like, I mean, like, I don't like.
I don't knock other people's choices.
Well, see, but like, I don't know. It's worked out for me in the past. Now, by the way, I feel the need to add. I'm not suggesting that as a grown person, you go picking fights with people. That's not wise. I wouldn't do that. But like, you know, if you're a child in school now, fisticuffs are a good way to go sometimes.
You don't think that somebody, you don't understand that behaviors have levels? I mean, that's, I guess, what I'm missing with you. You don't think that somebody who takes a shot at somebody for no reason, and that person takes the higher road.
Nobody does things for no reason.
No, but you don't understand the difference between that and personality. You don't look at somebody who doesn't fire back just to be firing back. You don't see one as a little bit of a childish behavior and one is not.
I mean people just act. I mean, people are just different. This is back to the whole, I don't think I'm better than anybody else and nobody else is better than I am, then yes. I mean, I agree. Yes, I think that's true. I'm not any better than anybody else. Nobody else is any better than I am.
So murderers are just as good as you. Rapists, just as good as you. Pedophiles, just as good as you.
People do bad things.
But they're as good, as you.
Really? Okay. The average person. I mean, like,
what's the average person? I'm saying there are character traits.
I mean, like, if somebody's rude to me, I'm not going to think they're like, below. They're not a worse person. Like, people are just rude sometimes. I'm rude to people sometimes. It happens.
Well, being rude, I mean, that's, I don't know if that's always purpose. Go ahead, Colin.
So let me clarify.
Yes.
I'm not an all or nothing person. There's a time for a fight. There's a time to front somebody out. There's a time. And I'm one of those people that used to just fight everybody. Then I got to where I wasn't fighting everybody. I'm now in the stage of my life where I'll go to jail if I need to. If I really need to and I feel I need to, I'll go there. I don't want to.
right. Well, I mean, but on the subject we're on now, if somebody, and I truly am just talking in a rhetorical sense here. If somebody,
I know you are.
Yeah, if somebody fires at somebody, says something nasty, and they fire it off in the internet world we live in now, if somebody does that, and do you think, wow, that's a strong, powerful person there? And if the person...
No.
Right, you don't. But if the person doesn't respond and just, as they would say, takes the high road, don't you respect that person a little more for not getting down in the mud with them?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like as we were saying about people that dog your show and say you don't matter. Well, if you didn't matter and you weren't relevant and you weren't valid, then why are they even talking about you? The same
right.
as the No Kings thing. You know, they spent the whole day, the Trumpers did, online convincing themselves, I guess, that there, nothing happened and there was no protest and nobody showed up, or if they did, they were paid. And I kept throwing out there to them, like, why are you arguing with yourselves then? That makes no sense. If somebody doesn't matter and you bring it up on your show, or you bring it up constantly, and you bring up constantly, oh, Scott Spears this, Scott Spears that, you know, I mean, you're making him matter. And that was my response to Robert. I got tired of hearing Scott Spears this and that in private chats and say, why the hell don't you take this up with him? Wasn't you just on his show?
Well, and again,
I mean, sometimes I'm going to say things on Facebook because that's just where it happens, or it's here, you know, but you can trust and believe I've either taken it to this person personally, or you know, I'm going to take it to them right after this.
Right, and I just think my only philosophy on it is that I don't know why people do that. I don't know why people do that. Like I said, when Colleen Marshall was on back, I think it was 21 when I went down and interviewed her. I came back, said we were going to play the interview, and there were remarks on there. Well, I won't be listening to that. She's a big liberal, da-da-da-da-da. Now, a lot of that came from her blowout with Trump and her blows out with Jim Jordan over the years. But, you know, yeah, I don't think she's going to fire back on those people. I don't think she's going to pick a personal vendetta with them because, you know, if that's your opinion, fine, that's good. I'm glad you know who I am. I'm glad you know who she is. I would just rather not have that exchange because I think there must... Why do you think that that person has so much power? You know, I don't know that Colleen has that kind of power personally. I don't know that I have that kind of power personally. So I don't think you should give us this kind of power by mentioning us all the time. And I'm just not going to respond to that stuff because I know it's a never-ending cesspool. It's a constant conversation. You're just going to keep going down the drain with it.
See, I like perspective. I like people's perspective. And I like people that I don't even agree with. I'm a why guy. I try to figure out why you think you would, not because I'm necessarily going to agree with you. I'm just trying to figure out the angle you're coming from, man. I mean, some people are just full of shit, and they have no angle. They have talking points. Some people actually have an angle, and I'm curious to it. And, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, the old movie Patton. At one point, you know, General Patton said, you know, I read your book. You know, he read Aaron Rommel's book. You know, that he and tried to understand the enemy. So I like to have perspective.
You know what's interesting? Years ago, not that many, 3 or 4 years ago, when I had Bill Cosby on the air, fresh out of prison, there was a local station, I think it was, podcast something, in Baltimore, as I think where it came from. And they called me during a live show, like the next day or 2 days later, after it made national attention. They called me and basically, why did you have Bill Cosby on and not ask him about the rapes? And in that, I didn't hang up on them. And I think what they expected me to do was hang up on them because they were ambushing me. They were calling my show. I didn't know who they were. They had a setup and they went in with it. Well, I stayed on the line with them, and I explained why I did what I did. And you know what they did? They put that up on their page, and they called it Journalism 101 with Scott Spears. And
exactly.
Yeah, and you know what? They continued to listen and continued to call, and I always took the call, and it turned into a funny bit. And you know what? That, to me, is what should have been done. I mean, I don't have anything to hide in that matter. I knew why I did the interview with Bill Cosby. And again, why are you calling? You're calling because it was on the front page of the USA Today. That's why you're calling, because that interview was there, and your interview is not on the front page of the USA Today. So I know that that comes from a little bit of insecurity. So I'm not going to run from that. I mean, I can defend anything that I need to, but I don't feel obligated to defend everything, but in that particular case I did, and in that particular case it ended very well. But I also had people do bits on that Bill Cosby story, and you know what? I listened to them, and I thought some of them were funny. You know, I thought some of them were funny. You know, if you can't laugh at yourself, then, you know, you don't have much of a sense of humor.
Well, that's the whole problem with people, or a lot of the problem is people just can't even make a simple mistake and say, I made a mistake. You know, for me, it's the honest effort behind it. It's the intent, you know. I mean, if you just did it and overlooked all the red flags and all of that, then that's not a mistake, and don't call it as such. But if you genuinely, you know, gathered the information and you listened to your advisors and then you made a decision, I mean, that's what leaders do. And sometimes leaders have to make tough decisions, and they have to come back and say, you know what, I had to do it, and I thought it was right in the moment, but, you know, in retrospect, in hindsight's 20/20, I wouldn't do it again that way, or I would do A, B, and C and not do E, F, and G.
Well, let me tell this one story here, because I've told this before, but it's exactly what you're speaking to, and it's exactly how I feel. Woody Hayes, one of the most revered men at Ohio State, have streets named after him, buildings named after him, awards, blah, 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 blah. This man was fired for hitting a player during a nationally televised bowl game.
I remember.
Yeah. Now, this is the part people don't remember. He was fired. Now, this is a revered coach of Ohio State. He hits the guy, Charlie Baumann. I can still remember the player he hits. He hits Charlie Baumann on live TV. Ohio State had convened their board of directors and fired him before Woody Hayes got off the plane back in Columbus. All the reporters are there to meet Woody Hayes at the airport. He doesn't speak to anybody. He gets in his car. He goes home. He doesn't speak to the reporters. The reporters are outside his house. This man has been disgraced. He's fired. He's on the front page of every newspaper, on every newscast. It's just awful. But he had an engagement that he had said he would do. I think it was speaking to like a Kiwanis or a Lions Club. And people wondered, is he going to do it? Because it was like a month or two after he got fired. And he showed up. Now, this is the first time because he did not want to not honor his word. He shows up and everybody's there. All the media is there thinking, what is Woody Hayes going to say? What's he going to say? And he gets up and he starts the speech. And this, you can probably find this on YouTube. Woody Hayes gets up and he says, you know what? I've always hated to lose and I've had a terrible temper. It's been a failing of mine my entire life. But it took a man with mediocre ability and made a pretty good coach out of him.
Yep.
And that was his answer.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what? You own it. Not because I'm sure he wasn't proud of it, but it's a part of who he is and was. You know? I mean, you got to deal with it. It was the elephant in the room, and you know, you can't avoid it.
And he said, it's a failing. I have a bad temper. It's been a failing my entire life. But it has also, at points, rewarded me. And yep. That's how I feel. That Woody Hayes story always comes to my mind in those moments because I think, well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'm not perfect all the time. I'm not under that delusion. But I've also won an Associated Press Award. So I guess the things that people don't like sometimes, they do like sometimes.
Well, and over again, you see that people can do very great things and also do very heinous and vile things. You know, if you look at Jerry Sandusky, or you look at the doctor at Michigan, or you look at the doctor at Ohio State, or whatever. So, I mean, it's never, wow, that's a good person, or they look like a good person, because a lot of the good people aren't good, and a lot of the bad-looking people are good.
That's right. I agree. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, bud.
All right. Well, Matt, you got anything to say? Try to follow up Woody Hayes.
Yeah, I mean, I could follow up with a story about a kid I punched in school once.
A kid you punched in school once. Hey, well, I'm sure that'll keep him.
Hey, it worked out in my favor, okay?
By the way, if anybody wants to put a period on the show today and say anything, we'll give you a minute here. 740-383-9944. We'll be back on tonight, 8:15 to 10. And 10:15 until 11. Matt's show will be on. But I think Woody Hayes said it all, and I think Woody Hayes said it best. Yes, I have a temper. Yes, what I did in that bowl game was not good. Got me fired. Got me on the front page of every newspaper and radio broadcast and television broadcast, and in not a good way. But I probably wouldn't have had the great career I had that temper not come in at points. It was my desire to win.
Well, I mean, yeah, I agree. Woody Hayes said, yes, good things.
Right. So that's, I think, always the point. You don't have to fire back. He didn't have to fire back at Charlie Baumann and say, hey, you know what? You said something to me while you were on the sidelines. That's why I punched you on national television. What would that have got? I don't think that would have been greeted as well.
I mean,
or if he would have got, the school's always been against me. I can't stand them. They wanted me out for years, and that's what this is all about. You think that's going to come off as well as what he said?
Well, he said the truth. And but I mean, like,
well, I'm sure he didn't want to be fired.
And also, like, I don't know. There's a whole different thing. I mean, that's, I mean, you didn't get outed. You kind of outed yourself. You punched the man on national television.
Yeah, but he could have blamed it, you know.
Blamed it on the kid?
No, no. He could have blamed it on the university. I've been here 30 years, and I've never done anything like that, and they couldn't give me the benefit of the doubt, and they couldn't even wait for me to get back to the office to fire me, and I've generated more revenue for this university than anybody else. He didn't do that.
That sounds petty.
Exactly.
No, you see, because that, see, because he's just complaining at that point. He could have come out and said, well, you know, the university president did this, and the board of directors did this.
Right, does that make him sound good?
I mean, it doesn't make them look good.
Taking make him look good
taking
either.
Everybody down with you.
Eh. Whatever. That to me is boring.
But, key to life, if you don't want something known, don't tell anybody.
Well, I don't care what people know.
Don't tell anybody if you don't want people to know.
No, it's not that. Because people can make up anything and people will believe it. I mean, you could say anything about anybody.
Yeah, but if it's not true, then, like, it's not true. I don't know what you want me to do about it.
90% of the things that are said are not true.
I understand. That's why you don't
listen. But people will believe them.
See, that's why you don't listen to, like, rumor.
So if somebody says something not true about me, I should, what, fire back with something at them?
Like, no, not true. I mean, if it's not true, then it's not true, I guess. I mean,
there you go. So why would I answer it? Just because they said it?
I think you're misunderstanding what. So, like, if I am being, like the, I don't know. Like I said, the bullying example is the best example I got for you. I'm like, if you're being bullied in school, I suggest you just fight them.
Yeah, but I think that's not.
You'll take an attention, and then you'll get out of the tension.
Yeah, but we're talking about adults.
I understand.
Yeah. And I just don't think that's the best look from an adult.
No, I agree. I think that as an adult, you should not be insulting people. You should not be fist fighting people.
And that's what I'm talking about on levels. Once you start that, I think you're not acting like an adult. I think you're acting like a child.
Yeah, but I'm sure I've done childish things.
Okay, but I'm not going to get down on that level just because you did.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, if somebody attacks me, am I not supposed to attack
just
him?
Just like Richard Nixon said.
I can't get down on your level. I have to let this man pummel me.
Richard Nixon said very eloquently as he's leaving the White House after resigning, people can hate you, but if you hate them, that's when you destroy yourself.
Oh, well, you don't hate people.
What, were you just doing it for fun? Ha, I'm going to hit you back because I didn't like what you said.
Well, no, I mean,
that was Richard Nixon's whole life.
I mean,
he felt that he was the underdog. He felt he was picked on. He didn't like it. So he fired back. He felt he was being bugged. He was going to bug other people.
He was paranoid, though.
But it destroyed him.
He was paranoid. There's a difference.
You think somebody who attacks you isn't paranoid?
Not always.
They think the world's out to get them.
No.
Oh, yes, they do.
No.
Yes.
I mean, no. They could just be angry.
Yeah, that's paranoid.
And then, no, I mean, they could just be...
I'm angry, so I'm going to call you a name?
They could just be having a bad day, and then you could say something that they took in a bad way.
Delete that all off. I'm talking about out of the blue, here comes something at you. For no good reason.
People,
and that's what Richard Nixon felt his entire life.
I don't know.
He called the Harvards elite. And he just did not like that. He felt he was not a part of that group. Did not like Jack Kennedy.
Well, why? Sure, why not?
Because he had the looks. He had the. It's envy. All of criticism and all of back. People don't like to admit it because then it makes you look envious of other people. I'm not envious, but I'm going to trash you anyway. I'm just having a bad day. No, it doesn't work like that.
I mean, I don't know. You could just
Having a bad day, go suck a pacifier or something.
You could just have. You could just like.
If you're having a bad day and your reply is to fire at somebody something negative, then I think you need to see a psychiatrist, like most people do. And for this day, go see a psychiatrist. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.